أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة ويكون الدين لله فإن انتهوا فلا عدوان إلا على الظالمين الشهر الحرام بالشهر الحرام والحرمات قصاص فمن اعتدى عليكم فاعتدوا عليه بمثل ما اعتدى عليكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين
and go on fighting against them until there remains no oppression and mischief and the deen of Allah Ta'ala prevails, the deen of justice and truth prevails. And if they cease, then let there be no hostility except against those that are mischief makers and sinners. The sacred months, in lieu of the sacred months, and the sacred prohibitions are things of equality. So if any person exceeds the limits against you, then you may do the same to the extent the wrong was done against you. But fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and know that Allah ta'ala is with those who practice restraint. As explained earlier, after the truce at Hudaybiyah on the 6th Hijri, the Sahaba Ikram were permitted to come and offer the qaza of the Umrah that was left out in the previous year. They were apprehensive of the kuffar, that they may break their treaties and they may fight. So Allah Ta'ala had allowed the Muslims to wear their arms and take precautions to whatever extent they need to exercise precaution. And the real fight is against those that are fitna makers, mischief makers. As explained earlier on, there are a few individuals who have got their own agendas, and then they will gain the support of the others to support them in their wrong campaign, in their wrong agendas. So these people that are an obstruction to the path of justice, on the path of righteousness, they must be eliminated. And the deen of Allah, that He is the deen of justice and truth, must prevail. But if these people desist, they leave out their mischief-making, inciting and spurring up people against the truth, then let there be no hostility except upon those who do wrong and do mischief. The greater concern of the Sahaba Ikram was that they may open a fire in the holy precincts of the Haram and in the state of Ihram, in the sacred days. So these are three prohibitions, three sacred things. One is the state of Ihram, then the Haram itself, and then the sacred months, that is Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. These are all the sacred months where fighting is prohibited, and even in pagan custom, these prohibitions and these sacred things were observed. Now if these people open a fire, then what are the Muslims supposed to be doing? So Allah Ta'ala assures them, الشهر الحرام وبالشهر الحرام, that the sacred months are in lieu of the sacred months. And as far as these sacred prohibitions are concerned, they are things of equality. If they respect it, then you will also respect it. You will not transgress the limit. فَمَنِ اَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ But on the contrary, if anybody exceeds the limit, then you may do the same to the extent the wrong was done against you. If they violate the sanctity of the Haram and they open a fire within the precincts of the Haram, then you are also allowed to do the same, But remember only to the extent that the wrong that was done to you. And at all times fear Allah Ta'ala and know that Allah Ta'ala is with those who practice restraint. You are not just doing this out of passion and out of a spirit of vengeance, but because of the wrong that was done to you, you are doing it only to the extent that the wrong was done to you. وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ and go on spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ and don't you contribute, don't allow your hands to contribute towards your own destruction and ruin. And go on doing good, for Allah Ta'ala is with those, Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. The command of spending upon the path of Allah Ta'ala and not allowing your hands to contribute towards your own destruction. In other words, in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, spending in His path and striving in His path is your life, is your continuity, and you will be sustained in that way by spending in His path, striving in His path, and struggling in His path. And the moment you leave out struggling for His cause, then this is, you are contributing towards your own destruction. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he explains this very clearly, that this verse was revealed with respect to ourselves, that when the Ansars had felt that Islam is quite strong now, and we don't need to defend the cause of Islam, and we don't need to struggle for the truth any longer, for Islam has been deeply rooted, let us attend to our orchards and our farms. On that occasion, this verse was revealed that go on striving, because your striving is your continuity, and leaving out striving really is contributing towards your destruction and ruin. The verse has been explained in other ways as well. One who spends in charity but is not cared and bothered about his own household and family, this is also contributing towards your own destruction. And the third explanation is, one who does a wrong and thereafter he despairs of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has done a wrong, then added to the wrong, he becomes despondent. So this is contributing towards your own destruction and your own ruin. So go on striving, correct yourself. If you have wronged, then get up and rectify yourself, rather getting into a shell and contributing towards your own ruin and destruction. But at all times, do good. Whether it is good towards people, whether it is good towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good towards Allah ta'ala is that in all your acts of worship and ibadat, you do it with the presence of mind that you are being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is being good towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in all acts of ibadat, you have got the consciousness and the awareness of Allah ta'ala. And good towards people is in dealings and in your character, then you will display such character and dealings where you will like to be dealt with and you will like people to interact with you in the manner that you would like people to talk to you, interact with you, behave towards you, then you behave towards them in the very manner that you would be pleased people should interact with you. They should be dealing with you. So, وَأَحْسِنُوا you want the togetherness of Allah Ta'ala, you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the easy prescription is be good. For Allah Ta'ala loves those who are good. Allah Ta'ala sees you favorably in this life, at the time of death, and beyond death as well. May Allah give us tawfiq.